There's a new movie coming to theaters in Hibbing and Grand Rapids this weekend. It's called Cold November, a coming-of-age film set near Hibbing with a surprising protagonist, a deer-hunting 12-year-old girl named Florence. Carl Jacob wrote and directed that film, and he grew up in Minnesota and is a cheeser. That means he's a green cheeser. And he's bringing his film home this week. So here's the drama, Scott. Are you ready? We've tracked him down. He's at the JFK Airport in New York. He's trying to get back to northern Minnesota. Hi, Carl. You're on Green Cheese.
I know the answer.
Okay, here's the question. Here's the question. What was the last movie produced on the Iron Range?
Oh, the last movie produced on that? I don't think it was Cold November, actually.
No.
I think there was a couple movies produced after mine.
Before yours.
Before mine.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm. Wait. I think I know it. How to Be a Serial Killer.
Oh, is that right? That wasn't what I was...
I was questioning why Scott was asking you this, because I knew we maybe didn't know
the
answer.
Yeah, I think the only reason I know that is because my producing partner, Jessica Bergren, who I made this made Cold November with, also worked on that movie.
Okay.
And it was, I think they produced that right before we did ours.
What was I thinking of, Heidi?
What was your answer?
I think he was thinking North Country, but that was quite a while ago now.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think there have been some smaller movies produced since then. But yeah, North Country was probably the last big-budget Hollywood movie. Maybe the only big-budget Hollywood movie shot on the Iron Range?
I don't know.
Yeah. So how did you end up creating a movie about a 12-year-old girl who deer hunts?
So when I was raised on the Iron Range, I was raised in Hibbing. I was basically raised by six women. Several of whom, you know, were the people who taught me how to deer hunt. Like my mom taught me how to gut a deer, for example. So when I started making films a handful of years ago, I was really fascinated with the idea of doing a series of three films that focused on the culture of northern Minnesota, because it's something I know very well, and I feel like I've never seen that in films before. And, you know, why not represent something that I have a really close firsthand experience with in my filmmaking. So the first film was a film called Pollywogs, which was set inside of a giant family reunion on the Iron Range. And then this is the second one in the trilogy. And it's really just an amalgam of, I mean, it is a work of fiction, but it's an amalgam of a bunch of stories that I've either lived myself or I've heard my family tell. So it's kind of a greatest hits of the drama of growing up on the Iron Range that's sort of focused on the act of deer hunting.
So Florence is 12 in this. Is there a reason you chose that age for her?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's the age I think that most kids go on the first deer hunt. So it's, practically speaking, it's accurate. And second of all, that sort of time period is really important in child development. And oddly enough, my wife and I went on our honeymoon to Indonesia several years ago. And when I was there, I was reading a lot about the various cultures of Indonesia, which is very diverse. And in addition to that, sort of it got me reading on cultures, you know, around the world outside of Indonesia as well, that that have these sort of long-standing ancient rite of passage rituals. And they all happen around the age of 11 or 12. And most of them have to deal with death in some way, shape, or form, like, you know, symbolizing sort of the death of you know, your childhood and going into adulthood. And I thought, oh, wow, that's really interesting that I actually went through, you know, a death ritual of sorts when I was 11 or 12 years old. And I said, huh, what an interesting modern telling of this ancient ritual that seems to be, you know, present all over the world, and one that's uniquely specific to our culture of northern Minnesota. So it felt like a very powerful idea, and it just seemed to make sense for that age to work.
Tell us about the landscape in the movie.
I think the landscape is a big character in the film. Obviously, as you know, by living in the area, there's this inherent beauty to northern Minnesota that can't always be described, and I think it's unique. and I definitely feel like the landscape itself is a character in the movie. I know you guys haven't seen the film yet, but hopefully you'll come see it tonight or tomorrow night or anytime in the next, I think, 7 days. I think it's playing till next Thursday in Hibbing in Virginia. Or, sorry, Hibbing in Grand Rapids. And if you miss it up here, you can always see it in the cities next week. But, yeah, it's the landscape is really spotlit. I worked with a cinematographer named Ben Kosulke, who I worked with once before. We did Polywogs together as well. And we really spent a lot of time making sure that we made an effort to capture that beauty and the essence of sort of, you know, being in the wilderness in the time of year, in the frenetic pre-winter of North Minnesota, when it can be snowing one day and sunny and you're in shorts the next, which actually became kind of a problem for us because we were shooting scenes that were supposed to be next to each other in the movie, and one day it would have snow and one day it wouldn't. So there was a logistical challenge to that as well. But I think we really captured the film. I mean, there are a lot of moments where it's a really, really wide shot. You barely see the characters because we're really focusing on how beautiful the woods looked at that point in time more than we are what the characters are doing. So, interesting question. The landscape has a very powerful role in this film, for sure.
We're talking with Carl Jacob. He is right now at the JFK Airport in New York with your 20-month-old son, and you're alone with your son, and we're having this great conversation, so kudos to you.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. We're actually sitting in one of those Delta golf carts right now, and he keeps climbing in and out of it and playing with the steering wheel, so I found something to occupy him so we're not running around the terminal at the moment.
That's great. Well, yeah, so we've talked about that Florence. She's a deer hunter. She's 12. This is set on the Iron Range. It's kind of this coming of age thing, but it seems like, you know, writing this story about a young girl and, you know, having to do with hunting, these are big topics that are coming up right now, whether it's Me Too or gun violence or owning guns. What's this been like for you?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, I was aware, like when we made Polywogs, which was the first film in the series, there's a scene at the family reunion where the family's shooting guns together, and then afterward there's this moment where the sisters of the main character are having a conversation with him, and they're casually putting guns away in a gun cabinet. And whenever I was showing that film to audiences in big metropolitan areas, specifically New York and Los Angeles, they were just confused about how someone could, or people could be so casually integrated with their guns, and were for the rest of the movie concerned that someone was going to get killed. And I was like, oh, that's interesting, because that had never dawned on me ever, because, you know, we use our guns for hunting, we target practice, and, you know, it's just sort of part of our lifestyle and part of our survival, really. So when we were making Cold November, I definitely was aware of how sort of the gun thing might come up in sort of a negative light, but I wasn't making a point to make an issue about it, and honestly it didn't really come up at all until recently, after the shooting in Florida and then we had a couple screenings after that, and it started becoming part of the conversation, like, you know, what does this film mean in terms of its sort of stance in, you know, the gun ownership conversation. And honestly, I think it's showing people something that maybe isn't part of the gun ownership conversation. Right now it's either, you know, ban guns or everybody needs, you know, military-grade weapons. And I think this movie is sort of like, oh, well, actually there's this huge part of America where, you know, we've lived with guns as tools for a long time, and we use them to live off the land, and it's never been a problem. You know, like, people don't get accidentally shot because there's a great amount of education around it, and there is familial support, and it's you know, it's kind of like the same idea, I guess, when you go to Europe and you see that there aren't maybe necessarily as many teenagers abusing alcohol because it's just been integrated in their lives so much. I'm guessing, it's pure speculation, but I'm guessing it's a similar kind of idea. You know, like, I hadn't thought about about gun violence until I left Minnesota, really. I mean, obviously thought about gun safety, but yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting question, and I don't think it matters, you know, what your stance on gun ownership is or, you know, what your political beliefs are. I think this film has something to say to you no matter what, you know. Maybe not so much with the Iron Range audience. I'm really excited to see what an Iron Range audience says in response to. But, you know, that's the beauty of art. Everyone has something else that they can take away from it.
Well, and often people, you know, a story about hunting or, like you said, that scene where we see that gun cabinet, often those stories are written by people who don't have experience with this, and they might do it in a certain way, kind of like how rural America is described by the media that comes out of New York and Washington and Los Angeles, but not out of Middle America. We get all lumped together as one thing, and it sounds
yeah.
By having you, who grew up like this, tell the story, it's a whole different story than if someone in LA had told it.
yeah, I think so. I hope so. I mean, that's the goal. I really am trying to be as genuine as possible with representing the culture of Northern Minnesota in these films. So. Hopefully that comes across.
That's Carl Jacob. Now, how is it looking for the flight home?
Yeah, you're going to make it?
Great. We were supposed to fly in yesterday, but there was this massive storm. I'm sure you heard about it.
Yeah.
That was just covering the whole eastern seaboard, and our flight got canceled. So it was kind of nice in a way because I had already packed all my bags. So usually I'm all stressed out and packing the night before, which is what happened, you know, the night before last. But last night it was just really nice. We had a calm meal. I wasn't frantic, so it was sort of a blessing in disguise. Got to spend a little extra time at home with my wife, and it was nice.
That's great. Yeah. Well, I know that, Carl, Cold November, one of the signatures of it is this orange hat, and you've offered a couple of those. I think it'd be kind of cool if someone hearing our conversation today comes to either tonight in Hibbing, the screening, or the screening in Grand Rapids. Tomorrow night, you're going to be at both of those, right?
Yeah, I'll be doing a Q&A after the 7 o'clock screening tonight in Hibbing.
Okay.
And then I'll be doing an introduction to the 9 o'clock screening, and then going off to a little meet and greet sort of party thing that we're happening at I think it's called the Crown Ballroom in Hibbing. It used to be the Elks Club.
Okay.
And that's open to the public. Anyone who goes to the screening, or even if you miss the screening and you're interested in hanging out and talking about the film, I'll be hanging out there during the evening until they close, I guess. I'm not really sure when it ends.
Okay.
My grandma put it together. I've had a lot of support from my family on this. So.
Well, since you are someone familiar with KEXE and your green cheese and all of that, I think if one person comes up to you at either those events in Grand Rapids or Hibbing, because you said you wanted to pass on one of the hats, right?
Yeah, I have two hats that I want to give away. And, whatever you say, you make the rules and I'll play the game.
Okay. Someone needs to come up and say, I heard you on KEXE today at either event, and they get a hat. How's that?
That sounds great.
Okay.
While supplies last, there's two.
Okay. Thanks, Carl. Safe travels to you and your son.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Carl Jacob. The film Cold November is in Hibbing. Tonight, it's hard to believe that because he's sitting in New York, in tonight and at Grand Rapids tomorrow night. So if you're interested in this orange cap that Florence, the 12-year-old protagonist, wears, you can get it by going up to Carl and introducing yourself, saying you heard him today on KEXE, KBXE. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.